Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A couple of injuries that we got to talk about with our injury expert. He is at Injury Expert on the Twitter, author of the column underthenife.substack.com. Will Carroll joins us on the waitforit.com hotline.
Will!
Hey, Will. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving to you guys.
So, Will, how lucky is Kyle Pitts when you talk about the injury that he has? You say he's reportedly probably torn MCL, requiring surgery, placed on IR. Does that potentially end this season?
Yeah, it probably does. You know, if he was able to come back, if he can avoid surgery, they still haven't made a final determination on that, though it's leaning that way. He'd be back for, week 18, and that's not going to mean anything. It's more likely they just say, let's start on the rehab, let's get you ready, let's see if we can have you ready for mini camp, which should be surgery or not. The worry is whether there's any further damage in there, whether meniscus, cartilage. You don't want any of those, especially on a young player, because that tends to wear down, grind down over time.
But week 18 may mean something. It may mean everything. Falcons are a half game behind Tampa. They play Tampa in the final game of the
season. That's true. That's true.
So, yeah. I hope it does. Maybe it's a long shot. I don't know. Equally hurtful to the Falcons is Taquan Graham, who had developed into the sidekick to Grady Jarrett on the defensive line. And when he went down, he looked like he's definitely out for the year.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. We've seen more of that. The Eagles lost Jordan Davis. Obviously, this situation is problematic for them. But anything on the inside there, these guys, you saw Ronnie Stanley, the tackle, get rolled up by his own quarterback. So it's definitely problematic for those interior guys on both sides of the ball. You hate to see it, but it does happen quite a bit. With putting Graham on the IR, we'll have to see exactly what's going on with that knee. They haven't given a lot of details on it yet.
Speaking of knees, Chase Young, he's been activated, and we assume he's going to be activated against the Falcons. How close to 100% do you think that he is?
He ought to be at 100% now. He did have a pretty nasty knee injury. It was a triad, which is ACL, MCL, and meniscus. Mm. It took him a while to come back from it. He's a big guy. He's an athletic guy who really stunts a lot inside. So he's got to be able to not only move, he's got to be able to push. You don't think about interior linemen with the moves they have to make. Hugh, you could obviously speak on that. But there's more to it. I don't want to describe it as dance moves, but honestly, there's a lot of footwork to it. So he's got to be close to 100% to be out there and effective, which is why this week is in question for him. While he's back, he has had issues in practice. He's just not functional the way they want him to be. And this is a team that's been very, very deliberate with the rehab.
Talking with Will Carroll, he's our injury expert at The Injury Expert on the Twitter. Also an author of a couple of books, Science of Baseball and The Science of Football. I'd like to go to The Science of Football. We hear a lot about two things right now in the NFL. One is here's the future of quarterbacking in the NFL and RPO and more like college and stuff like that. Yeah. But watching Justin Fields last week, Will, does it give you any pause as an injury expert to wonder what the lifespan of quarterbacks, if they're going to play like that, is really in today's NFL?
Well, see, that's the interesting part, is mobile quarterbacks don't get injured more than, standard quarterbacks. Pocket passers or classic stand-up guys like Peyton Manning or Tom Brady. The fact is, the guys like Kyler Murray, like Lamar Jackson, they run to avoid getting hit, and they tend to not get hit. The slide rule really helps them. You see a guy like Kyler Murray who just doesn't take big hits. It's almost Barry Sanders-esque. The problem is when you get hit And I don't care if you're a mobile quarterback, ask Andrew Luck about getting hit a lot. Ask Russell Wilson about getting hit a lot. It doesn't matter what style you are if you're taking hits. And Justin Fields is not Cam Newton. I mean, Cam Newton was a freak. Fields is big, but he's not Cam Newton big, so he can't be out there taking those hits. And he's taking hits in the pocket, out of the pocket, running, taking a big hit, dislocating his shoulder. Yeah, I worry about anybody getting hit that much. I don't think it has anything to do with the style of quarterback he is. It's about blocking and learning to slide.
Final thing is we're hearing an awful lot from players, from the players' union, from former players, current players, about nothing short of a potential demand of players that the NFL get rid of this this split turf, and some players are saying, you know, figure it out that we have to go to all grass. Would that be something that would mitigate some of the injuries, in your opinion, if they were to mandate that into all stadiums?
Yes and no. You know, turf in general is a little more dangerous, but it comes down to the preparation. The issue is usually more about how they prepare that turf, whether they're keeping it maintained, whether that infill is being leveled out, whether they keep it clean. But you don't think about all the other things that go on. Think about all those conventions that you guys have in Atlanta, or the concerts that take place. Do they take up the turf? Is a different turf for soccer? We saw Carolina come in there this year and put in turf just for their soccer team. So it's a situation where it's tough, but there's some stadiums where they simply can't put in grass. So they'd have to figure that out. And that's been 50 years they've been trying to figure that out.
Right, exactly. Well, Will, happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for taking a few minutes.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Do appreciate it, even though there's
a thanks a lot, guys.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.